This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the compound effect explains why consistent small feedback habits beat occasional big reviews. Why small, daily feedback habits outperform quarterly performance reviews. In short, consistent small feedback habits produce stronger performance improvement than occasional big reviews, because they harness the compound effect. Small inputs, repeated over time, produce results that no single large effort can match. Frequent, brief feedback creates a behavioural correction loop that big reviews cannot replicate. Timeliness and specificity are the two mechanisms that make small feedback compound. The gap between knowing and doing closes faster when feedback is woven into daily work, not reserved for formal moments. Definition: consistent small feedback is the practice of delivering brief, specific, timely observations about a person's workplace behavior on a regular basis, rather than accumulating observations for periodic formal reviews. It is the daily discipline that makes behavioral change achievable rather than aspirational. I have watched a pattern repeat itself across every kind of workplace for 6 decades. A team drifts for months. Then comes the annual review, a concentrated flood of observations, and everyone walks away dazed. Things improve briefly, then slowly slide back. The cycle continues. Nobody stops to ask why. The central question this article answers is this: why do consistent small feedback habits produce better results than occasional big reviews? And what is the mechanism that makes that true? Understanding the mechanism matters because it changes how you think about feedback, not just what you schedule. Most people know they should give feedback more regularly. Far fewer understand why regularity works the way it does. In this article, you will understand the compound effect at work in feedback practice, and what that means for how you communicate with your team every day. If you want to explore how feedback loops shape team performance more broadly, how feedback loops boost team synergy is a strong companion read. The surface versus the root of feedback skills. Most people understand feedback at the surface level. Say something specific, be kind about it, tie it to behavior rather than personality. That is solid advice. But it is advice about what to say, not about when, how often, and why. The rhythm of feedback matters as much as the content. The surface understanding treats each piece of feedback as a standalone event. A manager gives feedback after a presentation. A colleague comments on a report. The moment passes and everyone moves on. This feels reasonable. Most people associate feedback with moments of significance, not with ordinary daily work. The deeper truth is that feedback is not an event. It is a system. Each observation you share with a person connects to every observation that came before it and primes the ground for every observation that will follow. The pattern of repetition is what produces change, not the weight of any single conversation. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. How consistent small feedback habits harness the compound effect. The compound effect is a simple idea with a powerful consequence. Small inputs, repeated consistently over time, produce results that grow faster than the inputs themselves. This is as true in feedback as it is in anything else that requires sustained practice. Here is how the mechanism works in practice. Behavioral correction needs proximity to the behavior. When you notice something specific about how a team member communicated in a meeting, and you mention it the same day, they can connect your words directly to what they did. The memory is fresh. The context is clear. They can adjust. When you wait until a quarterly review, that same observation arrives weeks after the behavior has been repeated dozens of times without correction, which means that in practice, delayed feedback does not just arrive late. It arrives after the behavior has already been reinforced. Specificity compounds across conversations. Each brief, specific observation you give builds a shared language between you and the person receiving it. Over weeks of regular feedback, they begin to anticipate what you notice, what matters, and what direction improvement takes. This is why teams with consistent feedback cultures develop faster. The feedback does not just correct. It teaches a framework for self-assessment that the person eventually applies without needing you. Psychological safety grows with repetition. One of the quieter benefits of consistent small feedback is what it does to the emotional environment. When someone receives brief, calm, specific feedback regularly, feedback stops feeling like a threat. It becomes a normal part of working together. That shift in perception means people become more open to hearing difficult observations, not less. This is why you see defensive reactions spike in annual reviews. Feedback arrives infrequently, so each instance carries enormous emotional weight. Small corrections prevent large problems. A pattern of drift in a team member's communication habits, left unaddressed for months, becomes a performance problem. Addressed weekly with brief, specific observations, the same drift corrects itself before it compounds into something harder to reverse. That is why consistent small feedback is not just a kindness. It is a form of risk management for the people you lead. The compound effect in feedback is not complicated. Small inputs, repeated with intention, accumulate into change that no single large conversation could produce on its own. What this looks like in real situations. Here is where this mechanism becomes visible in everyday communication. The drifting presenter. A team member began rushing through the final section of every presentation, cutting short the questions that mattered most to the group. In a weekly check-in, his manager mentioned it simply. I noticed you moved past questions quickly today. The team had more to ask. What do you think was driving that? Three similar observations over 3 weeks, each brief and specific, and the behaviour corrected itself. The person began building extra time into his closing sections. No formal review required. The underlying mechanism timeliness and specificity gave the person information he could act on before the habit fully set. The written communication that kept missing the mark. A newer colleague sent emails that were thorough, but buried their main request in the third paragraph. Her manager mentioned it after one email, then again 2 weeks later after another. By the third gentle, specific observation, the colleague began leading with her request as a habit. She later said she had not noticed the pattern until it was named twice. The mechanism at work repetition created awareness that a single observation could not have built. The conflict that a review could not have prevented. Two team members had a tense exchange in a meeting. Their manager had seen the friction building for weeks in small moments of interruption and dismissal. Because she had been giving both of them brief, specific feedback on their listening habits throughout that period, she had the trust and the shared language to address the moment quickly and directly. Had she saved her observations for a formal review, the conflict would have escalated well beyond what a scheduled conversation could repair. You can read more about navigating these moments in How to Handle Conflict During Meetings. In each of these situations, the surface behavior was different. The root mechanism was the same. Why most people miss the power of feedback frequency? If this mechanism is this clear, why do so few people practice it consistently? Feedback has been institutionalized as a formal process. Most managers learn to think of feedback as something that happens in scheduled reviews, appraisal forms, and structured development conversations. That institutional framing makes feedback feel heavy and time-consuming. When feedback feels like an event, it stays infrequent by design. The idea that a 30-second, specific observation after a meeting counts as meaningful feedback is genuinely unfamiliar to many experienced managers. People confuse frequency with harshness. There's a widespread belief that giving feedback regularly will exhaust or demoralize the person receiving it. In practice, the opposite is true. It is the infrequent, high-stakes review that carries the emotional weight that crushes people. Brief, calm, specific observations delivered regularly feel supportive, not punitive. The confusion persists because most people's only model for frequent feedback is critical commentary from a difficult manager, not the quiet, consistent practice of a genuinely skilled one. There is no simple framework for brief feedback conversations. Without a reliable structure for short feedback moments, most people default to silence. The SBI method, which is built on situation, behavior, and impact, gives you exactly that structure. How to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides is the clearest place to start if you want a practical tool for making this work. The results of consistent feedback are invisible in the short term. Compound growth is slow to show itself. After 1 week of brief, regular feedback, nothing looks dramatically different. Managers who expect immediate proof of impact give up before the pattern has time to build. The annual review produces visible activity, even if the change rarely lasts. Consistent small feedback produces durable change that looks, for a while, like nothing is happening. Awareness is the beginning, but awareness without application changes nothing. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What consistent small feedback habits mean for how you communicate. Understanding the compound effect in feedback changes what you do in three specific ways. Number one, treat every interaction as a feedback opportunity. You do not need a meeting room and a prepared agenda to give useful feedback. A brief observation after a call, a specific comment after a team member sends a report, a single question after a difficult conversation, these all count. The practical action is to lower your threshold for what qualifies as a feedback moment. If you notice something specific and behavioral, name it. Keep it brief. Make it a regular part of how you work alongside people. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it offers clear direction on how to frame these moments well. Number two, anchor every observation to a specific behavior and its impact. Vague feedback does not compound. It dissipates. You were great in that meeting gives a person nothing to repeat deliberately. You asked but clarifying question at exactly the right moment, and it shifted the whole tone of the discussion gives them something precise to build on. The practical action is to practice naming the specific behavior and its consequence every time you offer an observation. I cover this in depth in Say It Right Every Time, particularly the feedback frameworks that help you make specificity a consistent habit rather than an occasional effort. You can find that full framework at Say It Right Every Time. Number three, use follow-up as part of your feedback system. Consistent feedback does not only move forward, it circles back without using those words. When you return to your previous observation, even briefly, you signal that the feedback mattered and that you noticed the response. This closes the loop and accelerates the compound effect. The practical action is to keep a simple record of what you have shared with each team member so you can reference it deliberately. Follow-up emails that reinforce accountability is a practical resource for building this into your communication with them without making it feel bureaucratic. These are not new behaviors. They are the same behaviors, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. The compound effect of consistent small feedback habits is not a theory. It is a pattern I have watched play out in every workplace where I have spent serious time. Feedback is a system, not an event, and treating it as a system is what makes it powerful. Timeliness matters as much as content feedback delivered close to the behavior is feedback that can be acted on. Specificity is what makes feedback compound vague observations dissipate, precise ones build. Psychological safety grows when feedback is regular and calm, making people more receptive over time, not less. Brief, frequent feedback prevents the kind of performance drift that becomes a crisis by the time a formal review arrives. The compound effect is invisible in the short term, which is exactly why most people abandon the practice before it delivers. To go deeper on the feedback habits that shape how teams grow together, read The Compound Effect: How Small Daily Communication Improvements Create Breakthrough Team Synergy Over Time. And if you want to build a meeting culture where every voice contributes and feedback flows naturally, How to Ensure Every Participant Gets Heard is worth your time. Consistent small feedback habits are one of the most powerful things you can practice as a communicator. Start today, keep going tomorrow, and trust that the ground is changing even when you cannot yet see the growth. Frequently asked questions. What is consistent small feedback and why does it matter? Consistent small feedback means giving brief, specific, timely observations about a person's behavior on a regular basis rather than saving everything for a formal review. It matters because small corrections accumulate into significant behavioral change over time, which occasional reviews cannot achieve. Why do consistent small feedback habits outperform annual reviews? Annual reviews bundle months of observations into a single conversation, which overwhelms the recipient and makes behavioral change harder to act on. Consistent small feedback gives people specific, timely information they can use immediately, creating steady improvement rather than a single difficult reckoning. How often should you give consistent small feedback to a team member? The frequency depends on the context, but the principle is clear: brief and regular beats infrequent and heavy. Even 2 or 3 focused observations per week, each tied to a specific behavior and its impact, builds far stronger performance over time than monthly or quarterly formal sessions. What makes feedback consistent and effective rather than constant and annoying? Effective consistent feedback is specific, tied to observable behavior, and delivered with a clear purpose. It is not a running commentary on every action. The distinction is intention. Each piece of feedback should connect to a clear development goal, not simply narrate what the person did. How does the compound effect apply to workplace feedback skills? The compound effect in feedback works the same way it works in any discipline. Small inputs, repeated consistently over time, produce results that far exceed what any single large effort can generate. Each brief feedback moment builds on the last, creating a pattern of improvement that becomes self-reinforcing. What stops managers from giving consistent small feedback regularly? Most managers were never taught to think of feedback as a daily practice. They associate feedback with formal processes, which makes it feel heavy and time-consuming. Without a simple framework for brief, specific observations, feedback defaults to silence punctuated by the occasional difficult review conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.